This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government forms main Democracy Day celebration committee led by Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa. Central Working Committee of Nepali Congress discuss contemporary politics. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan and Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma talk about budget management for upcoming elections. And Russia says it still believes in resolving Ukraine crisis through diplomatic efforts. Now the news in detail. The main Democracy Day celebration committee has been formed under the convenership of Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa to mark the 72nd Democracy Day. A meeting of the committee held yesterday decided to mark the Democracy Day for 3 days from 18th to 20th of February, organizing various programs. On the 7th of Phagun in Nepali calendar, a special event will be organized at the Army Pavilion, Tutikhel. The committee has also decided to illuminate homes across the country with lights and shower flowers from a helicopter at Tutikhel. Likewise, the meeting formed various subcommittees. A meeting of the Publicity Subcommittee, chaired by Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Baikuntha Arial, and also the convener of the Democracy Day Publicity Subcommittee, decided to mark the day by organizing various programs via the media. The Central Working Committee of the Nepali Congress yesterday discussed the matters of contemporary politics. In the meeting held at Balwatar, the ruling party also discussed the upcoming local-level election, completing the district convention of the party in remaining districts, and holding a convention of the party's sister organizations. Joint General Secretary of the party, Badri Pandey, said the committee would next meet today at the party's central office. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan and Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma discussed the budget management for the upcoming elections. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday, the two ministers discussed the budget for transport and logistics management for security bodies during the elections. Joint Secretary at the Home Ministry, Dr. Bhishma Kumar Bhusal, said the Home Ministry was expected to estimate the budget towards the current expenditures by today and send it to the Finance Ministry. The Supreme Court has quashed the case filed against the government's decision of declaring the local-level election for the 13th of May. Registrar of the court, Narayan Prasad Panti, annulled the writ, claiming that the government had announced the election date as per the existing law. Sanjeev Kumar Shaha of Pagaha Municipality, Ward No. 2 in Mahottari District, had filed a case in Supreme Court claiming the local level officials would not get full five-year terms after the government declared the local level election. A total of 2,401 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 16,365 samples. Likewise, 7,777 people recovered from the COVID infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 14 corona-related deaths yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,852 in the country so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The country has recorded a huge trade deficit. In the first 6 months of the current fiscal year, an 880 billion rupees trade loss was recorded by Nepal Rashtra Bank. in the half-year report made public by the Nepal Rashtra Bank yesterday. Noticeable import was the main reason behind the soaring trade deficit. The trade loss in total goods is currently at 46.6%. The loss, however, decreased by 5.8% as compared to the same period last year. In the review period, export-import ratio has reached 11.9%. It was 9.2% in the same period last fiscal year. In these 6 months, the import worth 191 billion rupees was made from India, while such import in the same period of the last year was 83.1 billion rupees. Similarly, in the review period, net foreign direct investment recorded an increase of 48.1%, thereby reaching 11.34 billion rupees. Moreover, the remittance inflow decreased by 5.5%, thereby reaching 468.45 billion rupees in this period. The secondary education examination, SEE, has been scheduled to be held from 22nd of April to 5th of May. A meeting of the National Examination Board held yesterday determined the dates for the secondary education exams. Chair of the board, Maha Sharma, said the routine of the exams would be published today. For the last 2 years, the exams were taken internally by the school due to the corona pandemic. However, this year, the exams are set to be held in the physical presence of the students at the exam centres. The Finance Ministry and the National Planning Commission have vowed to ensure sufficient budget to Kathmandu Tarai Expressway. At the meeting of the Delegated Management and Government Assurances Committee of the National Assembly yesterday, Vice Chairperson of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Bishwanath Baudel, viewed there would not be a lack of capital for the National Pride Project. On the occasion, Committee Chairperson Ramnarayan Bidari stressed the need for establishing a separate desk at Prime Minister's office to ensure financial resources and necessary cooperation to complete the project. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Russia's European Union ambassador has told that his country still believes diplomacy can help de-escalate the crisis over Ukraine. Vladimir Shishov said Moscow had no intention of invading anybody, but warned it was important not to provoke Russia into changing its mind. It comes after a flurry of diplomatic activity on Monday and Tuesday. Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine. But with well over 100,000 troops amassed near the Ukrainian border, some Western countries, including the US, have warned that a Russian attack could come at any time. Sri Lanka's central bank has said the country is committed to honouring all forthcoming debt obligations and that the island nation is not on the verge of a sovereign default. According to the data of the Central Bank of Sri Lanka, the country is facing its worst financial crisis in decades and foreign exchange reserves have fallen to $2.36 billion. In a press release yesterday, the bank said the government and the Central Bank of Sri Lanka were committed to honouring all forthcoming debt obligations. However, Citi Research on Monday had stated that the confidence in the Sri Lankan government's external repayment position remains weak and foreign exchange reserves were declining faster than expected. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government forms main Democracy Day celebration committee led by Prime Minister Shyamabad Dewa. Central Working Committee of Nepali Congress discuss contemporary politics. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan and Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma talk about budget management for upcoming elections. And Russia says it still believes in resolving the Ukraine crisis through diplomatic efforts. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Please do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.